This is D.W. Rigsby, and I'd like to read you an article that I wrote back in October 6, 2015. It's titled, Relationship, from an Author to the Page. So when I first started writing, it was about 8 years prior to the October 6th date when I published this, and I really did think that I could publish a book in 6 months. There was no doubt in my mind that I could do it. I even remember telling my wife I could do this. I could write a book, it would be published in 6 months, and I would become famous. But that really didn't happen. It didn't happen like that at all. What did happen was that my writing was lacking. The quality was poor. And when I went through my first novel, it really just didn't make any sense to me at all. You know, I tried to rewrite it. I really did. I was cutting my novel. I was going through it, through all the pages. And it was just, you know, like me being this surgeon who was hopped up on medications and just severing parts without even looking or knowing what I was doing. And I really just ended up with this mutilated mess. And going from this surgeon, I kind of changed into this mad doctor of words and pages that I pieced together, and it resembled a monster. It was held together with stitches and hacked scenes and patched sentences. It was terrible, and none of it worked. It really was a horrific novel when I got done with it. What I had taken were my words and put them on a page, which really didn't come together at all. And then I tried to force them together, and it became just incredibly difficult to even make any type of sense of what I had done. But, you know, I thought, you know, it's going to be different. And what I was going to do is change my process. And so what I was going to try to do to make my rewrite easier was to kind of slow down my pace, think it out, and just, you know, keep turning out the pages and writing. And that really just ended up being completely, utterly a wreck, because the words that I was putting down on the page were extremely, extremely boring. I didn't want to read them, and I wouldn't expect anybody else would want to read them. I was pretty much horrified, you know, at what I was putting down in front of me on my computer screen. It really did. When I stressed that it bored the complete hell out of me, it really did. I didn't know what I was doing, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I couldn't see anything clearly enough. So, you know, I often think that maybe I'm like other novelists. And so instead of focusing on writing novels, I decided, well, you know, I'm going to try screenwriting, right? And if anybody's ever done screenwriting, they're gonna tell me that, you know, I was nuts to even go that direction. But I did, because I thought it would be easier. I thought that the details, you know, there were just too many details in the novel, and screenplay, there's not as many details. And that I kind of see a lot of my stories like movies, and I think that's probably partly because I grew up on a lot of television. Maybe not a lot, but enough, you know, to where I kind of visualize things quite a bit. But, you know, the strange thing is, you know, as an author, you know, I tend to think often whatever I'm writing, it's wonderful and the world is going to love it. But, you know, I had to kind of come down out of the clouds, because my screenplay that I wrote, and it was my first screenplay, and I did enter that into a contest. When I didn't place, I was just completely thrown back. It was unexpected. I really believed that I had written this wonderful play, and, you know, that people were going to see me for who I am, and that I'd done this great storytelling job. And it just wasn't true. None of it. It was really a travesty, and it did not work whatsoever. So, You know, over the years of writing, what I've learned is that my perspective, it's changed. And what I've found and what I've been discovering is that I've been kind of going against, you know, the reality of what's happening. And I've started to now embrace this learning process because I'm developing a relationship with the page is what I'm doing. And that takes time. It takes time to ponder upon the words and the sentences, what your thoughts are, and then what the structure is and how you're going to bring that to life. And so all that had really a relationship to me. And learning that really just made me pause a little bit and think about, you know, what are relationships? And relationships often, you know, they take time to develop. There also are ups and there's downs. There's unexpected events that happen. And, you know, and over time, there's this experience that's occurring. But the thing is, a lot of relationships, when you stick to them and you build that relationship over time, they become the most precious, the most invaluable things in our lives. So that's what I started to realize, that it was just going to take time. It was going to take time for me. And so, you know, I would endure the struggles and I would go through and begin to see that there's this trust that was happening. And not just trust. I mean, relationships can, you know, some of the best ones are the ones where there's complete trust, but then there's a reliance as well. And so strong relationships, they are built upon reliance and truth. Truth, you know, you could speak to your friend without fear, you know, without any fear of judgment, that they're going to listen to you, that they're going to be there to tell you the truth and challenge you when you say something or when you're doing something that they want to speak their opinion on. Well, the page is no different. As I'm writing and I'm putting my words down and my thoughts on the page, I'm starting to realize that the page is doing exactly that. It is being truthful to me. It is telling me that, you know, I cannot hide my mistakes and that what I need to do is to vet out those issues, overcome what I'm trying to do through experience and through continual writing and developing my skill set. And that way, that relationship that I've been forming is becoming stronger and stronger over the years. And there was times I thought about quitting. I absolutely did, especially when they got really troubling. But, you know, when I look back and I see, you know, I didn't quit. I didn't give up. And that's because, you know, I wanted to kind of see this through. I wanted to see what kind of relationship this would end up being. And I'm still sticking to it, you know, because I want to be able to form my thoughts and I want others to see them, you know, and to hear them. And I wonder what would I be like now if I didn't do that, if I had quit? Well, you know, I wouldn't have this writing, which is close to my heart. It wouldn't be in my life. And I really am glad I didn't give up, because those struggles that I've been going through as an author is really hardening. It's hardening my bond, I guess you could say, with what I'm doing and how it's forming on the page. And it's helping me to learn a lot about myself. And that's what I like. And I'm really, really glad that I did stick it out, that I haven't given up. And I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. And I do have a new novel that I'm working on that's going to be coming out soon. And this new novel, I'm really excited about it. And I can't wait for it to come out. And I'm just kind of chewing at the bit a little bit, you know, because I just want to get it done. But I also know it's going to take me a little time to do it right. And that's because I've learned a lot, you know, and I have formed a strong relationship with the page. So, I mean, that's really all I wanted to talk about today. And I appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I'll go ahead and sign off. Thank you. This is D.W. Rigsby.